So thanks for a great day yesterday with the yard sale. It was our 19th together, and cumulatively through those 19 years, we've raised $134,000 through the yard sale. So it really helps us a whole lot. For everybody that participated in whatever way it was a good day. The Lord gave us a great day weather-wise. Afterwards, it's always kind of funny. I put a sign out front, you probably saw it coming in, it says, free furniture. And then I kind of sit in the office and I look out the window. And it is so funny to see human behavior when they see something free. Some people will kind of ride along and then they slowly look and then they just kind of scoot off. And some people, they get out and they stop, they look it over. You should see, I see family systems of husbands and wives trying to figure out how to put a piece of furniture in a car that is too small and how they react with one another. I heard this comment, they had a kid, said, well, the kid can sit on the mother's lap, so there was room to put this piece of furniture, the chair, in the back of their car. Today, we had somebody stop by and got a table and gave us $5 for it. So now we've raised $7,005 from the yard sale. I have my neighbors that ask, how was the yard sale? And I tell them our amount and their eyes just get big. This year I put the amount we raised on the sign out front so that these other churches, when they say they raised $800 for a yard sale, we use $7,000. So I've just said I'm going to write a book called How to Do a Church Yard Sale, and then I'll be able to retire from that. But it was all good. It was a lot of fun. So thanks for all of your help, and it was great. I couldn't hardly sleep last night from just the excitement of a darn yard sale. So I think I'll crash around 2 p.m. today, but it was all good. So thank you. There's a Presbyterian preacher, his name is George Buttrick. He was a preacher of the 20th century. He preached in large churches and later taught in a school of religion. And he tells the story about when he was on a flight and he was busily writing down notes and thoughts for an upcoming sermon. And the man that was seated next to him noticed how busy and intense Reverend Buttrick was and what he was doing. So the man interrupted him and said, excuse me, I hate to bother you, but you seem to be working so very diligently on something there. May I ask what it is? And Dr. Buttrick said, well, certainly. He said, I'm a Presbyterian minister and I'm working on my sermon for Sunday morning. And the man responded, oh, God and religion, I don't like to get caught all up in the ins and outs of religion and God. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. That's how I view God and religion. And Buttrick asked the man, and what do you do? And boastfully the man said, I work at a university. I'm an astronomer. Oh, Dr. Buttrick said, astronomy. I don't like to get caught up in all the ins and outs of astronomy. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. That's my astronomy. The man didn't say a word to him the rest of the flight. God and religion. They're important parts of the human life, of the human drama. They're important parts of why we are here today because of our worship, devotion of God. And we do that through systems, a system of religion for us, Christianity, and how we deal with God in our lives. And so we create doctrines, and that is of the Trinity. And so today is Trinity Sunday. There's in the liturgical calendar, there's 52 Sundays, and this is the only one that deals with a particular doctrine, and that is of the Trinity. worship services that are important for us. Last Sunday was Pentecost. We had confirmation. On Christmas, we talk about the birth of Jesus. On Easter, we talk about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. On Pentecost, we talk about the Holy Spirit. And today, we're going to put them all together into one of what we call Trinity Sunday. We hear about the Trinity when we say our creeds, the Apostles' Creed, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the doxology. We talk about in the Scripture, in Matthew, the Great Commission, go forth, therefore, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We say it in our benediction every week, that we go forth in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Why do we have the Trinity? It helps us to explain the nature of God. And what is so important for us as Christians is that we cannot box God in. But we need to look at the big picture of God in our lives, and we do that of how God is known to us through Father or God, Son Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit. And when we talk about the Trinity, I turn to the Franciscans, because in their theology of the Trinity, it's not all head, but they take the head and they turn it into heart. And they turn it into heart by looking at the relationships of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and where we fit in that relationship as well. Trinity, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, all working together in relationship with one another, and we are part of that relationship as well as God expressed God's love to us through creating the world, through the gift of Jesus Christ in our lives, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we had that enumerated for us today in the Scriptures. We had three Scriptures today. The first was Psalm 8. What was it all about? This wonderful creation that God has given us, all the living birds, the flying things, the earth, the creatures, everything, the water, the soil, the dirt, all of it. All of it is a gift from God. The epistle talked about the gift of our faith in Jesus Christ. And to follow the footprints of Jesus Christ in our lives, to think about where Jesus was in the world with his footprints, manifesting God's love to everyone through his healings and through his miracles and his teachings. The gift of the Holy Spirit that nudges us to do the things that we're called to do as living disciples and creatures of Jesus Christ. The Franciscans. I love reading Francis' writings. Long time ago, my friends, but he had the core of Christian teaching through his love of the Trinity, because everything he believed all around him, everything was God. If we were to draw a picture of God, what would that picture be like? And Francis is telling us to look at the big picture and not try to box God in. God is everything. We have a small group here. It's a group of men. We get together every other week or so. And we start with a devotion. And we met this past week, and I heard the devotion, and I was so touched by our presenter and what he had to say. He started with these words. He said, I believe that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are all around me. I believe that. What a statement. I believe God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are all around me. I believe that. And then he said to these group of men gathered, I believe that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are all around not just me, but all around us. Because that gift of the Trinity is for all of us. As we are in relationship with one another, and as we are in relationship with God, in relationship with Jesus, in relationship with the Holy Spirit, we're all in relationship with one another, and it's all out of love. But Francis reminds us that when we get out of that relationship, when we turn away from that relationship with God and one another, what is it called? It's a little word, three letters. S-I-N. What does that spell? Sin. God loves us so much. And we have a forgiving God. That when we sin and turn away from God, God loves us and accepts us and says, welcome home. God, the big picture. Let us give thanks for the Trinity in our lives that is all around us each and every day. And that is the good news in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So Ian's going to lead us in this beautiful prayer. You have to remember it's written in medieval language. It's not contemporary. It's medieval, 12th, 13th century stuff. But it's a beautiful prayer. So he's going to help us. If you'll turn to that, it'd be great.
You can find it in the white insert. If you're looking and you see the order of commissioning for Appalachian Service Project, just turn it over and you'll find the prayer. We're going to pray this prayer together, and then the ushers will come forward to collect our tithes and offerings this morning while the choir sings. Let us pray. Therefore, let us desire nothing else. Let us wish for nothing else. Let us and cause delight, accept our Creator and Redeemer and Savior, the one true God, who is the fullness of good, all good, every good, the true and supreme good, who alone is good, merciful and gentle, equitable and sweet, who alone is holy, just and true, holy and right, who alone is kind, innocent, pure, from whom and through whom and in whom is all pardon, all grace, all glory, of all the penitent and the just, of all the blessed who rejoice together in heaven. Therefore, let nothing hinder us, nothing separate us, or nothing come between us. Let all of us, wherever we are, in every place, at every hour, at every time of day, every day and continually, believe truly and humbly, and keep in our heart, and love, and honor, adore, serve, praise and bless, glorify and exalt, magnify and give thanks to the Most High and Supreme Eternal God, Trinity and Unity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Creator of all, Savior of all who believe in Him and hope in Him and love Him, who is without beginning and without end, unchangeable, invisible, indescribable, ineffable, incomprehensible, unfathomable, blessed, worthy of praise, glorious, exalted on high, sublime, most high, gentle, lovable, delectable, and totally desirable above all else forever. Amen.